This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Monday, January 6th, brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Without challenge or controversy, Congress certified President-elect Donald Trump as the winner of the 2024 election in proceedings today on Capitol Hill. Lawmakers navigated a winter storm to meet the date required by law to certify the election. Vice President Kamala Harris said, quote, "Today, America's democracy stood." Well, one leader in and another steps out. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau announced his resignation today after nearly a decade in power, bowing to rising discontent over his leadership and growing turmoil within his government, signaled by the abrupt departure of his finance minister. Trudeau said it had become clear to him that he cannot, quote, be the leader during the next elections due to internal battles. He planned to stay on as prime minister until a new leader of the Liberal Party is chosen. I don't easily back down faced with a fight, especially in a very important one for our party and the country. But I do this job because the interest of Canadians and the well-being of democracy are something that I hold dear, Trudeau said at the announcement outside of his official residence. He said Parliament, which had been due to resume January 27th, now would be suspended until March 24th, the timing to allow for a Liberal Party leadership race. The U.S. Food and Drug Administration today set maximum levels for lead in baby foods like jarred fruits and vegetables, yogurts, and dry cereal, part of an effort to cut young kids' exposure to the toxic metal that causes developmental and neurological problems. The agency issued final guidance that it estimated could reduce lead exposure from processed baby foods by about 20% to 30%. The limits are voluntary for food manufacturers, but they allow the FDA to take enforcement action if foods exceed the levels. Consumer advocates welcomed the guidance first proposed 2 years ago, but said it didn't go far enough. Expectations for drought conditions in much of Argentina's crop-growing area beginning to recede, that according to Daniel Flynn of Price Futures Group. The ensemble forecast models indicate the Argentine dryness will shrink following mid-January, with the forecast calling for rain across southern and western provinces, Flynn says. This would help 30% to 40% of all Argentine crop area, but a widespread drought is becoming less likely. Smithfield Foods today filed documents with the Securities and Exchange Commission to hold an initial public offering shares on NASDAQ. Smithfield would trade common stock under the SFD ticker symbol. In a news release, Smithfield said the timing, number of shares, and price range for the proposed IPO have not yet been determined. Chinese-based WH Group acquired Smithfield in 2013. Finally, a new report from Farmers National Company said there are more potential buyers than sellers in the land market. That lack of balance is helping land markets remain relatively stable despite a downturn in the ag economy. Across the industry, land listings are down on the average 25% from the active and accelerating value market experience between 2020 and 2023, the company said. Farmers National said it marketed $223 million of land in the last 3 months of 2024. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by Modern Ag Alliance. For half a century, glyphosate has affordably and effectively protected farmers' crops from invasive weeds. Without it, the impact would be felt beyond the fields, hitting Americans where it hurts, our wallets. That's why the Modern Ag Alliance advocates for farmers' continued access to essential crop protection tools so food prices don't rise even more. Get the facts at controlweedsnotfarming.com. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.